I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 23, 2026. Sadiqua Reynolds has been removed from the University of Louisville's Board of Trustees as the Kentucky Senate failed to confirm her this session. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Salka reports that Reynolds says Republicans removed her for criticizing their anti-DEI efforts.
Governor Andy Beshear appointed the former Louisville Urban League president to a six-year term last April. But Reynolds was removed from the U of L board last week as the Kentucky Senate adjourned their 2026 session without voting to confirm her. A spokesperson for the Senate GOP supermajority did not indicate why she was not confirmed, but Reynolds says she believes it was because she's been an outspoken critic of Republican efforts to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from public universities. Beshear's spokesperson praised Reynolds and said her removal was politically motivated. The Kentucky General Assembly passed a law in 2025 to ban all DEI initiatives at public colleges. I'm Joe Salka in Louisville.
Lex Park, Lexington's city parking authority, has asked council members to increase parking rates for its four downtown parking garages. They're proposing a $3 rate for the first 30 minutes and $4 for each hour afterwards. It would raise the maximum daily rate from $12 to $19. Lex Park Executive Director Lisa Boyson says the increases are necessary to keep up with higher operating maintenance costs and to replace aging infrastructure.
We are now at 7 years on our meters. We have to look, they're at their end of their useful life. That can be up to a $500,000 investment to replace the meters in Lexington.
Council members decided to postpone making a decision during their Tuesday work session to discuss the topic further. They have around a month to make the decision to approve a rate increase in the upcoming city budget. Northern Kentucky candidates running for county commissioner are floating ways for both the environment and economy to flourish in the region. Danny Villarreal has this report.
County commissioners are often at the head of crafting countywide policy, boards, and budget priorities, which can often include or exclude environmental priorities. To address this, the Green Space Candidate Forum on Wednesday gave candidates an opportunity to talk about their goals. All county commissioner candidates were invited. Six Democratic candidates, all unopposed in the primary, showed up. They presented different ideas, but all had opinions on how economic growth should prioritize building around current needs over creating something new. Kenton County Commission candidate Sarah Freilich lives in Park Hills and has found the Brent Spence Companion Project is lacking in certain ways.
One way that could be so much better is having bike trails, having better pedestrian accessibility, but that hasn't been built into the Brent Spence Bridge project.
Freilich says she has already begun speaking with the state about including more green spaces in the project. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Danny Villarreal Martinez.
This week is National Library Week, which celebrates the role of libraries and their workers in the community. EKU libraries celebrated this occasion with story time, free popsicles, and crafts. Christina Stallard is the director of marketing for the university's libraries. She says the libraries are there to help students succeed.
It's not just a place for fun books, even though that is a lovely thing that we offer, but we make sure that students can learn effectively and that they have the resources they need no matter what they're coming from or what they're exploring.
Stallard says National Library Week is an opportunity for the academic library to let students know that it's there to support them. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us online at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.